Nolte, with endless and unnecessary lockdowns you get riots. By John Nolte on June 1, 2020. Democrats locked young people down for no valid reason for an indeterminate amount of time and now we got riots. Huh? How about that? What did you idiots expect? Did you think you could lock down millions and millions and millions of young people for no valid reason? Give them no reopen date, rob them of their jobs, of school, of structure, remove the social outlets, sports, bars, parties, that allow them to burn off energy and aggression, to blow off steam, and there would be no consequence? Worse still, and exclusively in the Democrat-run states and cities that have so far seen the worst violence, Minneapolis, Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit, New York, young people are still locked down, and they're locked down with no end in sight because they're idiot political leaders. All Democrats keep moving the goalposts and still refuse to offer a clear reopening deadline to grab hold of. Nevertheless, even though people in their teens and 20s are probably in more danger of dying in a car accident than they are of the coronavirus, we shut them down, we shattered their lives. We locked them down, annihilated whatever structure they had. We killed their source of income, told them they couldn't gather, couldn't go to camp. They lost graduation ceremonies that can never be repeated and graduation parties they dream of all year. We boarded up the basketball hoops, poured sand in the skateboard parks, closed the parks and beaches, eliminated church functions, outlawed parties. Hell, we outlawed just hanging out and playing grab ass with your buddies, which is the perfect way to blow off some steam. And in many of these Democrat-run cities, there's still no end in sight. Just when the citizens of these states and cities believe their Democrat leaders are going to set them free, it's two more weeks, two more weeks, two more weeks. This is madness. The curve is bent and has been bent for more than a month. Remember that? Remember when we were told we had to lose our jobs and social lives and everything that makes worth living to bend the infection curve, to ensure our healthcare systems weren't overwhelmed? Remember when we were told that was the goal? Well, the curve is not just bent, it's flattened, and in 98% of the country the system was never in any danger of being overwhelmed. But here we are, two more weeks and two more weeks and two more weeks. And there are still Democrat governors who still have their citizens locked down. And for no good reason, unless you believe keeping entire cities locked down to damage the economy to get rapey Joe Biden elected is a good reason. Listen, I'm not saying that there would not have been some violence after what those cops did to George Floyd. Cops who are part of a police department that's been run by Democrats for 48 years. Another Ferguson or Baltimore was certainly possible without these pointless lockdowns. But, come on, this no longer has anything to do with Mr. Floyd. Listen, when your teenager or a 20-something who's been locked down for weeks and have lost faith the lockdown will ever end, a little of the old ultraviolence looks pretty good, like a choice way to finally blow off that steam, socialize, and feel a part of something other than your iPhone and crappy apartment. Plus, these riots are media approved. That's the best part. The media will scold and shame you for going to the beach, attending church, enjoying a block party, or hanging out at the park. That's verboten. But as soon as people started gathering to riot, well, did you notice how the very same media that shamed churchgoers and kids partying in the Ozarks turned around to justify and excuse massive crowds of people gathering and socializing? You see, according to the media, who set all the rules, pick up basketball is evil, looting and burning is moral. What the hell did you expect to come from that? Woe to those who call evil good and good evil. Listen, don't get me wrong. I don't really care about any of this. You see, I live in rural America. Y'all want to vote for the Democrats who lock people down until they blow up, that's your choice. Y'all want to support a media that encourages people to burn down your neighborhood, that's your choice. It's a free country. You get what you vote for and you fools got riots. Out here in Red America, all we got is peace and quiet. Out here in Red America, these riots are merely a reality show called Tol Jasso. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here. Editor's note, we have removed a statement comparing COVID-19 to the seasonal flu. Coronavirus appears at this time to be more deadly than the flu in the vast majority of demographics.